Welcome to Managing Tech Millions, the podcast for tech professionals navigating the journey from high earners to confident wealth managers. Struggling with equity compensation decisions? Are you curious about turning your portfolio into a thriving, scalable business? You're in the right place. Master your millions, own your legacy. Join us each week as we uncover strategies, share actionable insights, and help you take charge as CEO of your financial future. If you have between $1 and $30 million, you already have investments. What you don't have is a system to grow, protect, and pass down that wealth. And that gap is the difference between owning a portfolio and running a family office. Here's what most first-generation millionaires never realize. The wealthiest families in the world don't manage their money. They run it like a business, a family office. And every family office, whether it's running $5 million or $500 million, operates on the same seven components. Miss one, and the whole thing gets shaky. I'm Christopher Nelson, and in this video, I will walk you through all seven so that by the end, you will know exactly which ones you already have and which ones you're missing. Real quick, so we're on the same page. A family office is the business that runs a wealthy family's money, investments, taxes, estate, operations, all under one roof. Traditionally, that takes at least $100 million because it costs $2 to $3 million a year just to operate, which is why most people assume this whole world is closed to them. But you can take the same components that run a $500 million single family office and scale them down for somebody with $1 to $30 million. That's a micro family office, and it runs on those exact same seven components. So let's get into them. The first component is vision, and this is the one almost everyone skips, which is exactly why everything else feels disorganized. Vision is your foundation. It answers one question: why does this wealth exist? And what is it meant to accomplish? Most people start with, where should I invest? But that's like hiring employees before you know what business you're building. Vision comes first, always. There are two key pieces here. The first is your legacy statement. That's your North Star. It defines the purpose of your wealth, not for this quarter, but for generations. And the second, your investment thesis, the strategic filter every opportunity has to pass through before you invest a dollar. In my live workshop, I will help you build both of these. More on that at the end. So when vision is in place, FOMO disappears. Analysis paralysis disappears because every decision runs through a filter that you've already built. Component two is structure. And this is about how your portfolio is actually organized, your targets, your allocation, and the policies that govern how you invest. Most people with 1 to 30 million have a collection of investments, but no architecture behind them. A brokerage account here, a 401k there, maybe a rental property, but nothing intentional connecting them. In a family office, structure means your portfolio has a foundation. You've set targets for growth, income, capital preservation. You've designed an income architecture, how your portfolio actually pays you. And you've written investment policies, the rules for what you'll invest in, what you won't, and under what conditions. This is what takes you from a pile of investments to a portfolio with purpose. Every dollar has a job, and the policies keep you disciplined when emotions try to take the wheel. Component three is protection. This is your legal and tax defense layer. And I want to separate two things here. Most people think protection means insurance and maybe an estate plan. That is part of it. But there's a whole other side: entity structure and tax optimization. A family office uses what I call the two-company architecture. One entity holds and protects your assets. Think of it as the vault. The other handles active operations, the engine. That separation is what unlocks asset protection in a whole layer of tax strategy. One of those layers is what I call the deduction stack, a set of tax strategies that help you reduce your tax bill. When you have the right entity structure and the right tax strategist guiding you,
The savings are real. When I hired my current certified tax planner, I paid them $10,000 and they saved me $25,000 that year alone. Component four is process. This is where your micro family office starts to operate like an actual business. Think about it this way. If you ran a company with no standard procedures, no financial reviews, no operating rhythm, no documented way of doing anything, how long would that company last? Not long. But that's exactly how most people manage their wealth, ad hoc and reactive. Process means you have a bookkeeping rhythm. You have a tax planning calendar, not a scramble in April. You have cash management systems, and you have an investment review cadence that runs on a predictable cycle. You can't run a business without operating procedures, and a microfamily office is a wealth business. Next up is component five, data. And this one is straightforward but critical. You can't run a business that you can't see. How many accounts do you have right now? What are your after-tax returns? Are you on track for your income goals this year? What does your tax projection look like? If you can't answer those questions quickly, you have a data problem. Data means a consolidated view of every account, every deadline, every entity, and every investment in one place. Net worth, performance, income, and expenses. Tax projections, goal progress. This is your dashboard, and every CEO needs one. Component six is advisory partners. And this is where the micro family office model gets interesting. A traditional family office has full-time staff, a CIO, a CFO, attorneys on retainer. That costs millions. A micro family office uses fractional experts instead. Certified tax planner, a CPA, a bookkeeper, an estate attorney, maybe an insurance specialist. You assemble the right team for your stage and they work together, coordinated under your strategy. Because here's the difference that matters. In the traditional model, your advisor tells you what to do. You're the client. In the micro family office, you flip the chart and you're the CEO. Your advisors are specialists who execute within your strategy. You set the vision, you make the key decisions, they bring the expertise. Now, that's a completely different relationship, and it changes everything about how your wealth gets run. And the seventh and last component is governance. This is the one that separates families who build wealth for one generation from families who build it for every generation that follows. Governance is your decision-making framework. Who has authority over what? How do the big financial decisions actually get made? It includes decision rights, clear rules for who decides what. It includes a family meeting cadence. Yes, regular meeting about the family's wealth. And it includes succession, how this microfamily office keeps running when you're no longer the one running it. This is where a microfamily office becomes more than wealth management. It becomes a generational business. And that's the whole point. These are the same seven components that run a $500 million family office, and they're the same ones that will run yours. Now, go back through them in your head and count how many do you actually have in place? Whatever number you landed on, that's your starting point. And the gaps, that's the work ahead. Here's the good news. You don't build all seven at once. You start with component one, vision. And that's exactly what we build together in our free live workshop. In 2 hours, you will draft your legacy statement, set your asset category goals, and build the foundation of your investment thesis, tailored to your goals. So if you have $1 to $30 million in net worth, and you want to start running your wealth like a business, I'd love to have you at our next workshop. At the time of recording this, we've had over 3,000 people just like you attend. Head to wealthops.io/go or click the link below this video to register. Our next workshop is likely in just a few days. After you register, check out this video on component seven, governance. Let's keep building.